As yesterday we did drop of the year, Daddy's brother beating out my cups. Today is the e-break of the year.
Brother.
Cups, not an e-break winner, so maybe within the week we'll do an NIT break of the year or something like that. Probably not. So, e-breaks of the year, 2025. Candidate number one. This happened during the compound. Everyone was trying to stay awake, some drinking. Bob went to bed early. George was doing a little playlet of what it sounded like, and it stopped down the show.
And Bob yelled at you. He's like,
he
you don't know anything about hockey, Corby.
I don't even think
that this is even close to a record right now.
Such a hockey bully, Bob.
There's some guy
he's
in
not even here.
Canada.
Where is he? Bob's in his room asleep. Praying to himself.
Yeah, he's praying. He's giving himself
himself.
Dear me.
Jesus, thank you for giving the world me.
No way. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Bob.
He's laughing.
Oh, man.
Amen.
Hey, there's no follow-up. It's just amen.
That's it. Amen. He's done. Amen. Now he's got the covers up to his neck, and he's completely asleep.
Hey, Rhett, I got a question
for you.
That's
how he goes to bed
every night. Every night.
Every night.
15 seconds, and he's completely at peace.
He sleeps like a rock for a
right.
Hour.
Yep.
That might be the funniest line of the year on the ticket.
Yeah.
Jesus, thank you for me.
Amen. But jump at the compound, candidate number one for e-break of the year. Candidate number two, Omonto.
Whoa! Had a pretty good year.
Shut up. Earlier in the year, so you didn't even remember this when I brought up vaguely what it was. Monty was doing a story about back in the day how him and his dad would throw and play catch and do batting practices. Unfortunate phrasing, Monty put in the most awkward circumstance of his dad.
I remember my dad used to throw me BP. I got a good pitch one of every four. So there is no chance in hell I would have picked my dad out there sitting on a
Sorry, Dad, you suck.
Yeah, on a homer bucket.
I would have won.
Just throwing
but my...
him over the thing. Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to pick the third base coach.
Or somebody who throws BP every day for a professional team.
As I'm having to keep backing out of the way, his dad's coming inside on me again. Whoa.
Whoa.
Again.
This isn't the first time for that.
Reveal?
No, not today. I'm throwing the baseball inside.
That's for therapy later.
Damn.
A shocking admission.
Yeah.
From
he
any
hasn't
morning
recovered
radio
yet
show.
Either. But you have me Whoa. Having Shaq laughter in the. That is candidate number two e-break of the year.
Papa and I are close.
Monty and how close he is with his dad, especially when baseball's on the line. Candidate number three, this was Corby. This happened during a rant revival. They were talking about how you always see the president who's wearing his suit. Corby decided this was time for him to work in a controversial opinion about a national tragedy.
Can they not just go and be normal in a public setting? Do they have people that say, I'm sorry, sir?
No, you always got to look presidential. You got to wear the suit.
He can't have his A.J. Brown jersey on.
Suit.
I mean, people freaked out when Obama wore a tan suit.
You know what was badass?
Well, that was communist.
You know what was badass was 9/11. Well, not 9/11. Was badass.
Oh, my God.
What a plane.
There's a promo.
I'm sorry being able to share
I
your
mean,
opinion,
have you ever seen a plane do that?
I mean, that was pretty awesome.
You got to admit.
Like, if
I
you
mean,
just...
Lots of life.
If you just
so
forget
great.
About all the people that died. I mean, okay... Take the death and destruction out of 9/11. The rest of it was pretty awesome.
Like, think about all the planning.
You have to admit.
Okay. Let me finish.
Strong.
Again,
yes. Another strong one.
But Corby thinking, 9/11's badass.
Not just cool.
Or awesome.
Yeah.
Badass. 9/11 was rad.
Cannon number three. Cannon number four. We played this. This was also drop of the year. but this stemmed from a tense e-brake moment between Matt and Travis. They were fighting over consent of when animals could smell each other's butts and if that can happen with humans, and things got a little too heated.
Well, it's not cool because it's not a part of the kingdom.
Right.
So every other
animal species can do it.
Okay, well, then you go in the ocean and let a dolphin have its way with you and be like, this is really cool.
It's natural.
Yeah. If I was a dolphin. They probably don't like it either.
Okay. Now you're just being ridiculous.
So, for the sake of ridiculous.
Well, you are for the sake of being ridiculous for no reason.
Yeah, standing up and saying that.
Never mind, Travis. Since you don't get it, then obviously we're wrong.
So, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on. Is that not the usual? So, do you think female dogs are really...
Oh, he turned his mic off. He's
doing what you want.
Okay. How about I turn my mic off and you guys can do your show? What happened?
That's everyone.
Why is he so mad at me?
Sniff and repeat. It's 10:48. That's the news. We'll come back. We'll talk a little college football. We'll do it next. Here, ticket.
Play as Donovan is the referee getting in the middle of the two sides. The two benches fighting.
Gonna go to break.
Sniff and repeat.
Everything will be fine when we come back.
College football.
I just loved watching Baldy in there. Like 10 seconds into the clip, he's dying laughing. Like, I'm with him. I can't get enough of listening to that and picturing the tension.
I think it even got a little more awkward off air afterwards.
Ooh. It was quite the sight to behold.
Yeah, like I don't think that ended as a radio bit.
We need more fights up here.
Mm.
There's more going at each other's throats.
Matt and Travis. Candidate number 4 for e-break of the year. Dave comes in as candidate number 5. Dave, big player this year on the hardline. There's a lot of Dave candidates that we had to sift through. This one, the hardline was talking, I think Corby, he had his kid meet a player or some player met his kid. I think he got like courtside seats to some basketball game.
That checks out.
Like Dirk is adopting his youngest son.
Yeah. And Bob said,
co-parent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bob said a certain phrase, and then Dave took that phrase and went a little too far with it.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know these little tiny things that people of that at that level do that leave an impression for the rest of a kid's life on him? Like, mm-hmm. He just made a super fan based on a gesture that he had no business having to execute at all. At all. But he did. And I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really cool.
What have you done for your fans?
Again, Dave, not enough, I guess. Not enough.
No, you better get your licks in now because the Wings.
I know. They're going to get the number one pick again.
Before they get their licks in on each other.
Dump it.
Like that was a... Dave.
Let's do some E! News, shall we?
Dave,
E! News. E! News.
The ticket.
Jew.
I know.
What?
I just shouldn't have to work under these conditions. All right, I'd like to tell you about my new obsession.
What did Corby say?
It's you.
Ran those words together.
It's you.
I heard a harsher consonant in the middle. All right.
Whoa.
It sounded like Corby wanted that dumped. I'm glad we played it unedited.
It was saved unedited and played on air unedited because that was a big debate of when it happened, whether or not we should dump what Dave said or not in the e-break replaying.
I think enough time has passed where you can just say it.
That's canon number 5. Canon number 6, I protested this one. I claim to be a good...
You claim to be a boot.
You can't even get the words out to say you're a good broadcaster.
Oh, damn it.
Went wrong.
Son of a bitch. Take a shot of vanilla.
I claim to be a good broadcaster when I'm not on air.
The best time to be a good broadcaster, not on air.
That's like Shaq's like, I can knock down all my free throws when I'm not playing basketball.
I can hit 100 home runs in BP.
Connor insists this happened earlier on this year. Once again, we were doing the news. As a great reporter, I was reporting on monkeys that had earlier escaped from a compound or whatever. You guys try to call me out for not having all the facts. I compared myself to a local legend. I might have messed up her name.
Where'd they find him?
Out and about.
So you don't know.
So Ham read one sentence into the story.
I read four sentences.
I think he wasn't anticipating us getting beyond
asking
that first.
Questions.
Or even just past that first story. This is just his emergency story.
No, I have another story. I'll move on to it
he
right now.
He thought we were just going to laugh really hard the way he said macaque.
I was informing you guys a funny story of these monkeys escaping.
Playing checkers when we're trying to play chess over here.
Clarence Tinsley does not deal with this when she does the news.
Who?
Clarence Tinsley.
Clarice Tinsley.
Clarence.
I'm bad with names. I think we established that last week.
You nailed every other word in this segment, though.
No, I have not. You know it.
You were taking your perfect game into the bottom of the ninth.
No. No, I was not.
It
was a home run right off the first pitch.
He got out for a long toss before the game and hit a kid in the head in the stands.
The cancer kid that was going to throw out the first pitch.
Never had a perfect game.
Nailed him.
My dad, Earl.
Hey, guys. It's me, Clarence Stinson here. You guys want to read from my iPad?
Clarence Tinsley does the news with a lit cigarette just kind of dangling on his lip the whole time.
He, too, also reads the news for the first time.
Boy, we were jackals at the beginning of that, too, just nipping at each other.
Every news I've ever done.
Which sucks because you're normally nailing it.
Yeah.
We've had to dial it back. Otherwise, we would never get to any news stories if we were like that constantly.
The amount of times that DJ and I have looked at each other while you say something and have to debate.
And it's just
Do we stop?
We just let it go.
No. Stop for everything.
Yeah, wiped his face. Nice.
But those are your six candidates. Like yesterday, we will vote during the break. Is it candidate one, Jubb, with the compound Bob Prayer? Monty and what his dad and him do. Corby with his opinions on 9/11. The Matt and Travis fight. Dave getting his licks in. And Clarence Tinsley. So we'll go to break. And then during the mix with the Funhouse, we will reveal the e-break of the year.
Next.
LinkedIn.
It's 9 o'clock. Made it through another Muser's fill-in day with work in progress. Appreciate you being with us. DJ Rangenberg and Matt Birmingham.
Different movie.
The most offensive Justin Montemayor over there.
Whoa.
In what way?
Every way. You offend my sensibilities with the things you say. Your stump offends me often.
Jeez.
Your lack of shirt rotation bothers me. You've only got like four
shirts.
You
mean to go full Butterbean on you?
You could, of all people, you could go full bean.
We already did the roast me segment.
Mm. We did do that.
Sounds like y'all's week's going well.
No.
We've had a lot of friction on the
incredibly
show.
Tense.
It feels that way. It really does feel that way.
Funhouse, Saad Youssef, Travis Mejia.
Sup? How's it going?
What's up, boys?
Gentlemen.
When was the roast me segment? Did I miss that?
It was during the ramp.
Yeah, at 6:35.
Oh, okay.
Not awake yet.
No.
You guys want the finalists?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Our bronze for e-break of the year goes to Jubb with the compound prayer for Bob that received 5 votes. Silver was a 2-way tie, Corby on 9/11, and Monty on what he does with his dad.
No.
Received 7
what
votes.
What my dad does to me.
It's a 2-way street.
You benefit
and the
indirectly.
Gold winner.
He turns me into an eclair.
For the e-break of the year.
An eclair pretzel.
Receiving 14 votes.
Whoa.
The Matt and Travis fight.
Yes!
Oh, so he got bronze yesterday for the drop of the year.
Man.
Gold today.
Cleaning up.
We're taking medal home, boys.
Like,
come on.
Yeah,
let's go. I'm sure he'll be ecstatic about that.
Yes. We'll mail him his trophy.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
I'll give it to him next week.
Do you feel like it's still tense on y'all's show since that day?
Oh, of course not. We're like brothers now. We needed that first big tiff, and now we're just we're exactly like a daddy brother.
I was going to say, is it like your brother, or like daddy used to?
That's a fantastic question. I would say brother, but it just depends on the day.
Do you guys stay away from talking about dogs sniffing each other's butts?
I've changed the story mix during the news a little bit. Yeah, no, I've changed my strategy.
No more animal rape?
No, we stay away from dolphins.
I'll tell you what, brother. It's really, really cutting yourself off at the knee, though. There's so many good ones.
Do you know
how
many?
Why'd you point at him?
Son of a
bitch. Another story.
Stop pointing at him.
Really just giving your news segment a double dose of cancer.
Stop.
Jeez. There's just no reason for this. You guys have a couple more days this week together.
We're just good at hiding
Yeah, no, we don't hide it on our show.
Being Daniel.
Being a real Daniel.
If they ever forget about it, I feel like Tipsheet will be right there.
He's there to referee. Yeah. All he is doing is stoking the flames.
Playing it every Friday.
God.
Doing his ham impersonation.
What does that mean?
He tells me he listens to it about once a month.
I heard it's the only way he can get an erection these days.
Right. That's how he made baby number two, I think.
All right, honey. Today you're Travis.
Turn it back on.
I'm Matt.
It's like, do we have to listen to it every time?
Yeah, come on. Do what you want then.
Do what you want then!
And then
all right, let's
go. What happened?
Let's go get pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, man.
Doesn't get any better than that.
I'm saying, Tipsheet. I am saying. I hope his bets have been going well.